último.
Hey, Menachem of Toshim Pei Hei, Rav Dovid Elio, Noyak Shlita.
Discussing last time the various groups of muksa, and just very, very quick, Chazal, just to get back into it, we said that muksa is the Rabbanon. We said why Chazal made muksa, went through a couple of reasons why they instituted the Hilchos Muksa, and we started introducing the three groups of muksa that we commonly come across in Shabbos. We spoke about a Kedush and after the Issa, a muksa Machmas Gufoy, and a muksa machmas tzar and kiss. Mic's not working? Working? Okay. And we said that it's important to recognize and differentiate between the various muksas because they have different halachas. Even though we all think muksa, what's the difference? We now know, we're starting to hear, or we know already, that some muksas are stronger than others. Yes, they're all muksa, but they have different halachas. And the muksa we started discussing last week was Keli, Shemalachter, Issa, a Keli which you normally use to do Issa with. We spoke about a hammer which does Boina, we spoke about a needle with which you do Teufa, a pot with which you do Bishel, etc., etc. We went through quite a few Kelim, and one can now choose, take a Keli and decide whether this item is a Keli Shemalachter, Issa. The difference of being a Keli Shemalachter, Issa is, as we're going to explain today, is that carries very, very special and unique heterium known as Serum Gufoy, Umakoma, which we'll talk about now. Just to quickly say over again, before we go into the Gufa Himakomi Haterim, is to understand what makes something a Kedu Shemalachta Issa. We gave five groups, which we'll go through very, very quickly now. Number one is a Kedu, which you do a Melacha Deraisa, the hammer, the pen, the needle, the pepper grinder. All those are used for doing the Melacha of Teuchen, of Bishul. All those things are Melachta Issa. Yes, they're Muksa. And we're going to have Haterim that you can do even though it's Muksa. This is the way Nechemiah and Chali set up, if you're doing the Gemara and Shabbos, where he set up the Gezeiras, or the Kalim went through everything, they instituted more and more Gezeiras and then tweaked it until it comes to what we have today. Yeah? So a Kedush Shemalachta Issa is Muksa, but it's a lighter Muksa. Inherent in that Gezeira was the Heterim that we're going to speak about today. Another type of Keli, which is a Kedush Shemalachta Issa, is a Keli which is also to use with Rabbanon even, like a whistle or an umbrella, measuring tape, measuring jugs, all those things, even though they're only awesome with Rabbanon, are also a Keli Shemalachta Issa. We gave a third group of a Keli, which is a Keli known as a Keli Hamachzik Muksa, something which is used to hold Muksa, like a purse is holding money, but it's currently empty. Obviously, if it's full, it passes to its contents and it becomes Muksa Machmas Gufoy, which is more severe. That was group three. Group four, even more rare, is something that's also to use because of Maris HaAyin, like a washing line, etc. And number five is a Keli which is powered by Issa, electrical items, even if it does no Issa itself. As I showed you, take a fan for example. A fan blows, it doesn't do any Issa. You can blow the whole shop, there's no Issa involved. Because it's krucha po loss of Issa, it's powered by electrics, that makes it...
Can you move it?
Yeah, we'll speak about how to move it in a minute. We'll speak about how to move the fan shortly. That makes it also a Keli Shemalachta Issa, yeah? I may have neglected to mention that the last shir, that the general mahalach over here is to follow the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, I know there's many shittas out there, there's Shemazams and Moshe, but the Ashivs, but we're going to go with the Mishnah Berurah, but Ikka, sometimes Mishnah Berurah doesn't discuss every single case we have nowadays. I did spend a few years on the, well, not straight, but a few years with Rabbi Falk on the phone specifically on Muksa, so we've got a fair bit to say from him on Muksa as well, although there are other shittas out there, yeah? So, we finished off with those five groups. Now, the heterium that we want to discuss today are sometimes confused. There are two heterium in moving a Kedush Shemalachta Issa. They're called the Tzorich Gufoy or the Tzorich Mekomo. And sometimes you may see someone and he's moving a pencil on Shabbos off his chair, which is good. He wants to sit down and that's fine. And you tell him, what you're doing? He says, I'm moving it. Ah, right, okay, sorry.
I'm putting it outside, you want to do that,
fine. Fine. He says, I'm moving the pencil. I'm allowed to. Yes, you are allowed to. And he says, why are you moving it? Which het are you using to move that pencil? He says, well, it's a Kedish after this, huh? And it's Tzorich Gufa Mekoymoy. He says, in which one? Gufoy or Mekoymoy? Gufa Mekoymoy. Right, let's get this clear. Gufa Mekoymoy is not a cholent of one word. It's two separate words. It's two separate heterium. And it applies in two separate cases. It's not one heter. It's two. So, Gufoy, comma, or, as in oi, Tzorich Mekoymoy. So let's go through these two heterium now. So first of all, just to reiterate what we said, the heter of Gufoy and Mekoymoy only applies to Keli Shemalachta Le'issa. The heter of Gufoy and Mekoymoy only applies to Keli Shemalachta Le'issa. If you see somebody moving a brick, or a pistachio shell, or a £20 note, any of these Muksa Machmas Gufoy, a Chesoron Kiss, a Shechita knife, or passports, all these things, and they say, it's in my way, it's wrong. You can't move it with your hands. Maybe other ways we'll see how to move it. There's eters for 99% of cases. There's eters. If you see somebody moving a Chesoron Kiss or a Gufoy with their hands, claiming it, waving the head of Gufoy Mekoymoy, it's wrong. Right? It only applies to the hammers, the pens, the pencils, the sharpeners, the car. Yeah. Okay. Now, what does the het of Tzorich Gufoy mean? Any ideas? That's Chamel itself. We'll get that one.
You want to use it for another purpose.
Oh, good, good. Good, perfect. It's a bit of an interesting word, Gufoy, and it comes three times in Muksa. We're going to speak about Muksa Machmas Gufoy, we spoke about a bit, like a brick, which is no Shem Keli. We're going to speak about Tiltuba Gufoy, which means moving an item with your elbows and your toes and I don't know what. And we're going to speak about the Tzorich Gufoy, which means moving, using a Muksa item, case map, this is for a mutter purpose. So the word Gufoy is a little bit, it's three different types in three different places. So yes, correct, that's the best type you could say. Tzorich Gufoy means using a mutter item, a muksa item. Let's take our hammer again. Take a hammer, take the Gemara's example. You've got some nuts to crack on Shabbos. You don't have a nutcracker. You can use the hammer, lachat chila, no problem, take the hammer. It's a kedish nachta de issa. It's normally used for doing boine, or makvapatish, or soys, or any of the above. And you now use it to crack your coconut, or whatever it is, for your meal on Shabbos. Yeah?
Is that muksa, the shell?
The shell is muksa when you finished, yeah. We'll speak about Yichud on occasion after this is a bit schwer. We'll speak about Yichud on the Muksa Machmas Gufoy at a later stage, Mr. Shulman. Okay, very good. Very good, we'll get that. Very good. It's a bit empty. This is a good crowd. Yes, can you use this if you've got nothing else to use? We're going to speak soon about it. Moshe speaks about clearly. I'm on the couch and I've got a nutcracker in the kitchen. And I've got a hammer next to me on the table there and I'm about to crack some hazelnuts. And I can't be bothered. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're going to speak about it later, but we've asked it now, so we can't escape it. If you've got a Kedish El Heter instead, the Mishnah Berurah says clearly in Shem Ches, it's all here on the page, I'm not telling you any Shadushim. If you have nothing else to use, then, you have no Kedish El Heter to use. If you've got a nutcracker, you're mechuyev to use it. If you haven't, got one, says Ramush, you're not mechuyev to go to a neighbor to go and borrow one, but if you've got one in your house, you can go. And you should use the nutcracker. If not, you can use the hammer, no problem at all. You can use the hammer to crack open the nut. So that's an important Mishnah Berurah. Again, it's important to mention that this is Mishnah Berurah Shitta. There are some others out there who hold that there's no need for that. You've got a heter to use it glad. You don't need to go start zichin in the cupboards. You can literally pick up the thing. But Mishnah Berurah holds it's only a heter, nothing else to use.
By a pencil, it's always lachdolis.
Say again?
By a pencil, it's always lachdolis.
Yes. I don't have the question. What could you use a pencil for? Okay. We're gonna go through more cases. Very good. I'm not sure if you're asking something a bit more. Okay. Punching a hole in the lid. You might want to use a screwdriver. You've got no knife, and you want to stab a hole. Don't have to go. Yeah. You've got nothing to use. Take a screwdriver, stab a hole, no problem. Yeah. I remember many years ago, actually, on Shabbos morning, waking up on Shabbos morning, and I wasn't sure what time it was, and my clock was broken. And the only clock I had in the room was a cordless phone, which was next to my bed like this. So all I have to do on Shabbos is go like that, turn it, not gonna press any button, I'm gonna turn it over and see if it's time to go to Shacharis on Shabbos. And I thought, that's a Kedish Machtelis. I'm gonna move a Kedish Machtelis, the Tzorich Gufoy, for a mutter purpose to see the time. However, I do have a clock downstairs. Am I mechuyev to go downstairs to look at the clock and go back to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning? Or can I turn this phone over? What do you say?
Turn it over.
Turn it over, you say. Turn it over.
We have to be learning Bechal before we cook Soteria.
No, I hadn't finished anything from last night. So, I was on the phone to Rav Falk the next day. So I asked him, that I have in my house, it's not a big house, but it's got five floors. And I said to him, you know, yesterday I woke up, Shabbos morning, and I wasn't sure if I could turn the phone over if I'm a chuyev to go downstairs. What's called, Rav Moshe says, do I have to go to the neighbor? Do I have to go downstairs? I said, no, you're a young man. A few years ago, that Shaila, I'm thinking if he would say the same thing now. So that's the vort from Rav Moshe. You should use it. If you've got something there, you should use it, yeah? Is a rolling pin muksa? No, you shouldn't be hitting your wife with that. A rolling pin is muksa, is a kedish after the issa, yeah? Kedish after the issa, it's used for doing losh, for yeah, this is not working yet. So, if you want to use that to, let's say your windows keeps closing on the hinge is broken, every time you open the window it closes on you, you want to just prop it up with a rolling pin, you've got nothing else to use, that's no problem at all. You're taking a keli, shemalach to the issa, it's used for doing lisha normally, stick it in the window, prop it open, no problem at all.
Isn't that
mizakin? You're not really mizakin anything. So you pull it in now, the flopper goes again. Huh?
Window's not broken.
Window's still broken, yeah. it's like putting a brick by the door to keep it open, yeah. Okay.
If I had a Katie Hunter, why can't you have to use
them? Oh, I said if you haven't got anything else. Yeah? Don't find anything else. Let's take an example here, yeah? Let's take this example. I'm not going to plug this in. You can imagine. There's no plug here. Let's say I've got this fan blowing on myself, right? Or it's blowing on someone else. It's a very, very hot day today. I'm saying, hello, can you oscillate that fan to blow on me? Am I allowed to turn this fan like this to blow on myself?
Yes.
That's called moving a kedish from after the issa. It's powered by electricity. It's issa. I want to blow it on myself for a mutter purpose. Like you said, blowing on me, that's a mutter purpose. That's so gufoy, yeah? Half an hour later, I'm a bit cold. And I want to turn it away. Yeah. That's also mutter. What's the hetter? That's served gufoy. Good. Now it's served mekoyma. I need this place vacating. We haven't discussed this properly yet. I want to turn it away. It's served mekoyma. Now I don't want this in this place. It's bothering me. It's in my way. It's making me cold. Turn it away. So turning it on you is gufoy. Turning it away from you is mekoyma. That's a good case where you can see the two different things working together, or working not together, should we say? Yeah.
Why isn't turning it away also gufoy?
It's not doing a mutter purpose to anything, it's just taking away from you. It's more Makoma, they call it Makoma in the thing, yeah?
In that case, aren't you Makoma to lose?
No, you're not Makoma, no, very good. This is the aside of the whole thing. You're not Makoma to move out of the way, like you're not Makoma to jump around and sleep on the floor and get different chairs for all these things. Halacha, as you can do it, lechatchila, no problem at all, yeah? Someone's got
putting the button on the fan to make it stop.
That's fine. Pressing the button up and down on the fan, which stops or starts the oscillation, is no problem at all. It's a simple pin going into the hole coming out, doesn't do anything. Obviously, don't press the speed button up and down because that's. Sorry.
Not cover the speed buttons.
Some say that you should cover buttons on Shabbos. It's not.
Nothing covered.
Yeah, there's that, and there's also another thing you shouldn't do. Obviously, is be careful. This is so posh, but you never know. Obviously, be careful when you're pulling the fan here and there, it's very simple. If you pull it a tiny bit too taut, and suddenly it stops, you look at the plug and it's half out. Yeah, that's posh. Yeah? Okay. You could have another example of using a needle. I'm sure Yossi doesn't do this. He's probably got something sterile. But when you're stuck at home and you haven't got someone to help you and you want to pull a splinter out of a kid's hand on Shabbos, you've got nothing to use. Tweezers, kitchen after this, mutter. A needle, kitchen after this, mutter. Obviously, be careful not to cause bleeding. These are kalim from after this, so they're used for doing toifa, or tweezers are used for doing goizes. However, there's nothing else to use. If you ever tried using a spoon or a fork to get spent out, you'll be struggling for a long time. So, there's a kalim from after this, so good way for a mutter purpose, absolutely mutter, lechat chila, to use on Shabbos to pull out the splinter, yeah? Okay. So, in all those examples of given, the hammer, the screwdriver, the needle, they're all muksa. Are they muksa? Yes, they are. They are muksa. However, there are Kedish Melachtanis, which is a lighter muksa, and this is the way it was instituted, and inherent in that institution of muksa was this heter, to use it for Gufoy and Mekoma, yeah? And, as we said, the heter is only when there's no Kedish heter available, however, you're not Mekoma to go mad and start going to the neighbour to borrow a Kedish heter, yeah?
You just don't want your pen line there, but it's not in the way of anything.
It bothers you, it's not Shabbos day.
Last week we saw unless there was a pen lying around.
Oh, very good. Nice. We'll get there.
Move it? Is that called a table?
We'll get there. That's it's a bit more of a such a posh case. We'll get there. Another few pages. Okay. Tzorich Mekoymoy. So that's Tzorich Gufo. Is that clear? Using the Yitayish is beautiful. Using a muksa item for a mutter purpose. A Kedish Machta Lehen. There isn't that, yeah? We do not use anything else for a mutter purpose of the other muksas. Only a Kedish Machta Lehen. So, Tzorich Mekoymoy, we started last week with you come home from shul, you pull out your chair, and on your chair is a pen or a pencil, and you want to take it away. We said you can pick up with your hands. Tzorich Mekoymoy, I want to sit down on my chair. I'm not mechayev to sit on the pen. I'm not mechayev to sit on a different chair. I'm not mechayev to stand the whole Shabbos. I'm allowed, completely allowed, to take the pencil with my hands. Put it, as Tosfos says, and we pass an halacha, l'chol mokim sheyirtza, keep going to wherever you need to go. There's the pencil shelf, put it on there, and you can sit down gzinte. If you're not sure or you think you're not confident to do it, please give me a call. I'll come and do it for you.
On Shabbos.
Or give me a call. I mean, come and knock on the door. If you left it there on purpose. Okay, we'll talk about all these are very advanced shaitas, but we'll get them. We'll get there soon. Yeah. So I come. Oops. Come. Go to bed on Friday night, and I see on my bed a pair of scissors. Right. What is a pair of scissors? Melachta l'issi. What do you do with it? Kireya. Yeah. So you got a pair of scissors on your pillow. Let's say how it gets there, we don't know. Baruch Hashem v'kindelach. On your pillow. What do you do now? Flip the pillow, call a goy, sleep on the floor. Nothing. None of those. You pick it up like this, and you put it over there. No problem.
Did he
problem.
Want it there?
Huh?
Did he want it there before Shabbos?
You're talking about bosses now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna, as we said, through time, we'll discuss bosses by case after this. In future mitzvah, prima godim. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Okay. Another example, and this is really common. Again, we're not getting into eruv here. Not discussing the eruv, please. Got a pen in my pocket. Friday night. You look around shul on Friday night, it's fantastic. You see everyone doing this, and then they go like this. And lots of taps on the shoulder, dabbling people going in the toilet, trying to get money out of their pocket. I've got a pen in my pocket, and I don't use the eruv. And I want to walk home. Now, I can't go home, because it's all. I've got a Kedish Matis in my pocket. Can I move it? Yes. So, I need this place vacating from the problem. I've got a pen in my pocket, I can't go home. Get the pen out of the pocket. Get the scissors off the pillow. Get the pen off the chair. It's all the same thing, right?
I can't. Is he still allowed to? Not because
that's included in not discussing the eruv. Okay. No, you don't need to. Very good. This is an important question. People always ask this. Should I flip upside down and do a headstand and then let it fall out and do tilt? Because the chazanish writes you don't need to. So I think that's pretty much okay. Yeah. You've got a screwdriver on the Shabbos table, you could have one of these on your pillow, on your bed. These phones you can't find the whole week on Shabbos, they're everywhere. Pens and phones, you can't find the ganze Woche, and then they're on the Shabbos. Pick them up with your hands, move them away, put them in the cupboard. You can walk upstairs with it. Many years ago when we started giving this shit to boys, I think it was Eitz Chaim, I don't remember. I had the shayla and a boy came to shul on Friday night. It was in, I won't say where it was, in a shul in Prestwich. And this boy comes to shul on Friday night and he'd davened early mincha, he came from Maariv, and he came in, and there's about 20 pens and pencils on his shtender. He comes with his scissors, about to plonk his scissor down, and there's 20 pens there. So he picks them up like this, and he walks, I can't walk far with this, he walks all the way to the pen gemach, wherever it was, across the shul, and he puts them down. Everyone's staring at him, oh, shit, it's been sitting there. And they frog march him to the rov after davening, and they said, look at this boy, he's Mechalos Shabbos Befer Hesia. So what did he do? He said, he picked up pens, and he put them in the thing. He said, very good, you should be ashamed of yourselves. He's doing Shin Ches Sif Gimel. Fortune Shulchan Aruch, Kesem after this, and the Tzorich Mekoymoy, off with you, yeah? And this boy was very, very, very nifgat from that. But that is Fortune Shulchan Aruch, Mutter. Okay. So in all those cases, you've got something on your bed, your pillow, your chair, you're moving it, you need the place vacating where the Keli rests, no problem at all.
Lukakia?
No, you do not need to do Kalakia. You do not need to do Kalakia. What muksa is this? Kesem after this, so you use it for boina, for look, yeah? So let's say you've got a case, there's no good Sforum shelf here, but let's say you've got Sforum on this shelf here behind here, and I'm to pull out my Rambam or my Shittim Mugbetz, I need to move this out of the way. I don't need the place it's occupying. I'm not sleeping in the bed or sitting on the chair. I'm not going to do anything on this part of the shelf. I just need access to what's behind it. Is that included in Tzorich Mekoymoy?
Yeah.
Yes. Because it's not just about using that space, it's vacating the space also. I'm vacating the space that I need to access what I need. That's also mutter to do, yeah?
Alarm clock that's beeping, I'd like to take it out of the room. That calls,
yes, that's also included. Yeah, be careful with the plug-in ones, please. You think it's a joke, but you've heard stories. Okay. Yeah, and we'll get also to the mobiles. The Chassan Kiss mobiles, the smartphones, the normal phones, and the not so. Say again? Okay. So, we've got. So we've got these aterium now. You can move these items if you need the place, or if it's blocking access to something else that you need. So
if you've got a goy, can you ask the goy to do it for you?
No, no need to. So let's remember three aterium before we finish off. It's fine. Look at chila. Yeah. You know what? No, I'll tell you. It's the funny thing about this halacha is if you're not used to it, it sounds very strange. People always say, "Oh, it's muksa. How can you do that? It's muksa. It's muksa. It's muksa." Yeah. I'll read you out. Shulchanach Shin Ches. See if you can look at it yourselves afterwards. Not making anything. Okay. Shemachta leisa. Mutter the tal to the beinusir. Go for it. You're going because the hammer example beinusir. The koymoi, etc. etc. It's all here in mechaber. It's not a remark. Not mishabu. Mechaber shulchanach. Okay. Shin Ches.
The reason why people are scared about it because they're not always clear what's been
the they should have come to the first year. That's why we went through that. That's exactly why we did the first year, because I know that they're not confident. They're not.
If you have to change in your pocket, you can't do that.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But the more you know, the more you're empowered to do the right thing at the right time. We have one lady who comes to the shir. She must be in her 60s, and when she first heard about this pencil, she's clutching her arm saying, "Oh, I can't do that. I've never done that. I can't move a pencil. Couldn't do it for like a year. Like, I can't do it. Anyway, when it came to Yom Kippur and Shul, and the heater, the low heater was burning everybody's legs off in Shul, and nobody knew how to move the radiator, one of those red bars, what they called the low heater. And everyone was saying, "Oh, I think it's Mux Mahas Kufa, it's Aish, she's not allowed to move it at all." And she said, "Wait a minute, I know how to move it." And she went to shear number 12 and she kicked it with her foot and she never, oh yeah, so exciting. Right? So she's completely changed from not being able to move the pencil, she knows what she's doing and she's confident now, yeah? Okay. So let's remember three things when moving a cage mat. So number one, you can move it normally with your hands. You can literally pick up, I would do this on Shabbos, pick up with your hands and move it. No need to move it in a regular way. Number two, once you've got it in your hand, you can move it what's called the chol mokum shiyasa, to any place you want. You don't have to drop it on the floor straight away where you are, which is unlike other muksas we'll discuss. If you do put your hand in your pocket on Shabbos and pull out a pound, you have to drop it. Yeah, big machleika, that's the bottom line. If you pull a pencil out of your pocket, and this is the third thing, even b'shoigeg, what happens if it's b'shoigeg? Yes, I understand if I come to my chair on Shabbos and I put, oh, there's a pencil on my chair, pick it up and move it. How about if you just, you know, you think it's something else, you put, oh, it's a pencil. It's a pen, now what? Did you pick up the seraph gufoy? No. Did you pick up the seraph mekoymoy? No.
Drop it.
You picked up b'shoigeg. So you say drop it.
No.
Whatever you say, you're right, because it's a machlekes. But we paskin, it's mutter, yeah, it's machlekes. Say again.
Retrospectively,
well, you could be absent. You could be reading on your bed and it's on your pillow and you're fiddling with it. And you've picked. Now what? Once you've got it in your hand, you're still even the shoygeg. You're allowed to go weiter and put it down the whole mokum shiyata. Yeah. So only by kelish after the issa. Important. These haterim only apply to kelish after issa, and that's why it's an important point. What you're saying, that people do get confused until they know how to categorize and assess properly what's what. It will make mistakes. That's why it's important to get the whole thing clear.
What can't you do?
So what can't you do? Good, that's the next line. What can't you do with the Kedishim after the Issa? Next line, yeah? So what you can't do, and here we'll have to say over a joke, someone said to me last week, when are you speaking about the Heta of Chamalat Seil? I said, I'm never going to speak about it because it's an Issa. Chamalat Seil, let's explain Chamalat Seil. That's the Heta, what we've just discussed now is the Heta of Gufoy and the Heta of Mekoymoy. Now we're going to move on to the Issa. Shlomo says, what can't you do with the Kedishim after this? It sounds like it's just, you know, do what you want. The answer is no. You might think, well, here you go, we're moving the screwdrivers now. He says you can move pencils, pens, hammers, rubbers, sharpeners, do what you like. No, you can't do what you like. When it comes to protecting the item, the muksa item itself, that's considered to be chamo letzil, from sun to shade, right? That's just an example of an item protection. You can be protecting your item from flooding, fire, being stolen. Any of these things, any loss, any damage, you could have, that's considered chamal itself. So take an example. This story happened about a minute away from here. One of my friends was sitting by the table waiting for his mishpacha to wash on Friday night, and suddenly he hears a lot of screeching. And he runs out of the dining room and his whole family's standing by the sink. The sink's in the hall, got a nice sink there with a shayotza sign and a keli and thing. And the oilam are washing. With Zerizos, they're going to become rich from stomach, they're using so much water. And they've got a cordless phone is sitting next to the sink. Someone left it there for Shabbos, that's how it works. And the kids were washing and they were splashing water everywhere. And this woman said, look, the phone's getting wet, the phone's getting ruined. Is it a Kedishim after the Issa? Are we allowed to move it? And someone's screaming Kufoy, someone's screaming Mekoymoy. And the father comes out and says, whoa, slow down. It's Chamal Atzil. What are you doing? You want to pick it up and walk away? Why? Because you're scared that this phone is getting wet, it's getting ruined. That's not good phone, it's not Makoimoi. If it's on your chair and you want to sit down, it's Makoimoi. If you want to use it to crack open your nuts, it's Gufoi. If you want to steal it from the sink so as not to get wet, that's Chamol Atzel. You cannot do it with your hands. How you can do it? We've got 5 meters out to do it. We're going to run out of time.
Oh,
shticks. That's one of the shticks. We'll do a shtick soon. The Vaila, let's get the Issa, yeah? A cordless phone is in danger of getting wet by the sink. You're not allowed to move it with your dime because that is Chamol Atzel. Now, it's you have to beware of what you're doing here because it's the same Issa that last Friday night it was on my chair. The same phone. Daddy, you moved the phone last week. I did move the phone last week. This week, I'm not going to. Not with my hands. Different things, different hatir. Yeah? Okay. A bike. A bike we take on. The place is big machlokes. Why is a bike actually awesome? Is it because you might fix the chain? Is it because you made it across the chum? Is it often the chul? Whatever the reasons are, pashtus, the place we take on, that a bike is a cage after this. And I don't know about you, but around my area, there's a lot of bikes. There's a lot of problems. Knock on the door on Friday night. True story. Hello. We've got a bike in our back garden, and it's not ours. Last night, there was a robbery by the next door neighbour. They cut a hole in the fence, these go in, and they stole all the bikes. We think we're next. I said, okay, what do you want to do? We want to get that bike inside. I said, okay. So, what do you think we should do with that bike?
In the case of
kitchen.
No, not yet.
Kick it all the way.
Okay. Clearly, this is not a case of Gufo Yomikoim, it's Chamol Atzel. She said, Claw, I'm trying to protect the bike. I want to protect the bike.
I want to sit down in a place where
it's on top of it.
Okay, again, these are Eitzers. But the Vaila, before we get to Eitzers, can you move it with your hands? The answer is no. That Einach Chamol Atzel, Gedein Mizu. She's not to those saying, I'm scared the bike's going to get stolen. Can you help?
No.
No. I said, not with my hands. I did a different way. Listen to the stories. I picked it up in between my elbows by the handlebars, and I slept inside like this, and I plonked down in the dining room, just where, like, my husband was going to make kiddush. And he walked in at that second, from shul. And he said, good Shabbos. What are you doing in my dining room with a massive bike? And where am I going to make kiddush? What are you doing? I said, well, this is on bicycle. I said, listen, your wife's asked me to get this bike out of the garden. She said, it's going to get stolen. So I brought it in. He says, no, after the meal. Fair enough. Take it back out. So I picked it up my hands, and I threw it out the door. And she said, I'm confused now. You did a whole acrobat show on the way in, then on the way out you threw it with your hand. When I bring that back in after the meal, should I do what you did the first time or the second time? I said, the first time. She said, why? I said, come to the gym. The first way was Chamol Atzel, the second way was Sorek Makoimo. Clear? Yeah. So it's the same bike. It's two different mices with two different motives. Got to know why you're doing what you're doing, yeah? Okay. You've got a hammer in the garden and it's starting to rain. Left your hammer in the garden, it's raining, it's going to get rusty. Nothing like a rusty power tool or rusty tools, yeah? And you want to bring it in, what's the eater? With your hands? Yeah? Not with your hands, yeah? Not with your hands. So, I'm not going to manage here with our time.
It's a long time.
Somebody else speaks that quarter to you, right? Okay, let's make a start. Chamol Atzel, yeah? So that's clear. Gufo is mutter. Makoma is mutter, Chamol Atzel is not mutter by your dime, not with your hands. You can do it in one of five other ways. I'm going to work backwards due to time. I'm going to give you Eitzah number five first, because it's the most popular and we're out of time. Eitzah number five is to use any part of your body besides your hands, yeah? From there and up. That's called Tiltul Begufo. And as we're going to see later in Shimon Shinu Dalav Sivches, excuse me, Tiltul Begufo is always mutter, afilu letzoyrech, which translates as even if you're doing it for the motive of saving the muksa item. I want that bike inside because it's going to get stolen. You can do it with gufo. You can do anything with gufo. You can even kick a boss's bin. You can kick a boss anything with anything. So you...
Not be a dime.
But gufo. Any part of your body besides your hands. Yeah? So, important to know that you can kick things. You can blow things. You can elbow them. You can headbutt them. You can do any type of action with your body unless that's the regular way to do it. And those, that will be... mutter. So, Lemoshel, if you have your pen outside in the garden, a nice pen, and you're scared it's going to get ruined, you can just push it, kick it over the doorsill, kick it into the house, and that you've done one of the five eights of how to save an Akedish Machtel Issa from Chamol Atzel. We'll have to go through the rest next time, Mr. John.
Part of my house.
when you say you pump the system, turn water on the pump, yeah. Every Friday before Shabbat, I have a big sign, turn it off with a switch. I have it once.